Welcome to today's episode of Critical Mass, the radio show. I am your host, Rick Franzi. This business talk show airs live on Tuesday and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. If you're listening to this show at some point in the future as a podcast, possibly off of Apple iTunes or one of the other podcasting services that we use to promote and put the show out on the internet, then thank you for making the time to be our guest today, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the conversation that we're going to have today with Beth Haney. But before we get there, let me say, if you are listening to this show as a podcast, I'd like to ask you to consider listening to us live during one of our broadcasts here on octalkradio.net. You know, the goal for this show is to help you, our listening audience, which are largely business owners, mid-market CEOs, presidents, top executives from around the world, with a specific focus here on Orange County, Southern California. But our goal is to help you to make better business decisions. And we do that by interviewing thought leaders, peer executives, business owners, and entrepreneurs who have lessons that they've learned by virtue of their experience that we believe, from you spending the next 50 minutes with us, you too can benefit from their experience. If you are listening to us live today, then I would encourage you to consider joining in on the conversation with Beth. And the way to do that is to find the community chat room section on the octalkradio.net website. Log in, post a thought, a question, an observation. Our producer, Paul, watches them, brings some of them to my attention, and possibly I can work them into the conversation that I'm planning to have with Beth Haney today. If you do post a thought and we don't happen to get it on the radio program, please don't be discouraged. It just means that we were so busy having the conversation that we were unable to bring your thoughts into it. But we will be watching them. Anyway, let's turn our attention now to our featured guest. As I said, my guest today is Beth Haney, and Beth is the owner of Lux Aesthetic Center in Yorba Linda, as well as other credentials, which I'm going to ask Beth to talk to us about. So let me first welcome Beth to the program. Beth, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's our pleasure. Why don't we ask you, Beth, since you have such a wonderful educational background and speaking background and leadership in different organizations, why don't we start by saying, Beth, discuss your experience prior to your current kind of world and a bit about what you're doing today with your education.
Well, first of all, I became a nurse practitioner 11 years ago after I was working for a registered nurse for about 10 years. And then in May of 2010, I earned my doctorate degree in nursing practice from the University of California. And just to clarify, I'll describe real quick what a nurse practitioner is. A nurse practitioner is an advanced practice nurse who provides high-quality primary care similar to that of physicians. And most of us are master's or doctorally prepared. And interestingly, oftentimes, NPs are the only primary care provider that many patients will see for their healthcare needs, and in 23 states, NPs, or nurse practitioners, are independent care providers. And so, basically, the path to my current business is pretty straightforward. I was working in an urgent care here in Southern California, and I was seeing anywhere from 40 to 110 patients in a 12-hour shift, and so that's seeing one patient every few minutes, and I burned out about a year and a half into it at going at this pace. And one of the other NPs I was working with, she was doing aesthetic practice in Beverly Hills one day a week, and she was moving out of the state, so she asked me if I would be interested in learning about aesthetics. And to clarify that, aesthetic practice is where you get medical cosmetic treatments and procedures. It's also known as cosmetic dermatology. For instance, plastic surgeries are aesthetic practice, Botox injections are aesthetic practice, laser treatments, you know, that type of stuff. Anything that has to do with basically beauty treatments, medical beauty treatments, that's aesthetics. So to make a long story short, I really enjoyed the aesthetic world and working with a healthy population, although it too has its challenges. But it was just very nice. I love working with the public. And I had previously owned a hair salon when I was only 21 years old, so the idea of starting my own practice was not too intimidating to me at this point. Mm-hmm. I worked for several years in the aesthetic field in Los Angeles and Newport Beach before opening my own business.
So I need to ask you two follow-up questions to that, if I could, Beth. Is that all right?
Sure.
Help me to understand from your perspective, how has the focus on managing care, bringing more involvement from maybe the federal government, how does that affect the profession of being a nurse practitioner? The reason why I ask is I would think that that would be maybe an external event that would be causing higher demand for professionally trained nurse practitioners.
Oh, definitely. With healthcare reform, actually, nurse practitioners are going to be, we are positioned to be right in the forefront of taking on or taking care of, I think there's 4 million new people that are going to be thrust into the healthcare system in 2014 when the healthcare reform goes into effect here in California. And so we are, you know, in position to be taking on more responsibility and seeing more primary care patients and patients that haven't been able to see a healthcare provider yet because they either have no insurance or they haven't been able to get in to see anyone or they might live in a rural area.
So let me ask, there's someone out there listening or maybe who know someone's listening to the show today or on a podcast in the future who may also know someone who's looking for maybe to rebuild their career or move in that direction, have the right kind of previous education. What's the right way for them to learn more about being a nurse practitioner?
You mean if they wanted to go to school and become a nurse practitioner?
Yes.
Oh, well, first of all, nurse practitioners have to have their RN. They have to, most universities won't accept anyone into their nurse practitioner program unless they've been an RN for 1 to sometimes 3 years. And so the best thing to do is go online. I actually am on faculty at University of California, Irvine, or UCI, here in Southern California, Orange County. And we're just starting, you know, in next week starts our new class of nurse practitioners. And we require a bachelor's degree first and foremost, and then they'll earn their master's when they're done with our program. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I just, you know, I think there's been a lot of talk about people who are looking for careers and jobs. There's been so much on the news about jobs. And this just seems to me to be a spot for the right kind of person with the right kind of education and inclination to find a career that has a lot of demand in the future. So I didn't want to blow by that without asking you to give us a benefit of your experience.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take our first break, Beth, and when I come back, I'm going to ask you to explain Lux Aesthetic Center, and not just services you provide, but from your perspective and what your clients are telling you, what's different about your firm, and why do people choose to do business with you? But first, here's a word from a sponsor.
Use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare, by 2 with double points on gas and groceries, and a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
If you are an Orange County business executive, this message is for you. Do you ever feel isolated with no place to turn for advice or feedback? Who holds you accountable to your commitments in your company? Where do you find the right resources to help you and your company grow? If you have these questions, then Critical Mass for Business might be the answer for you. Critical Mass for Business is committed to helping you make better decisions. These are groups of peers running businesses just like you, providing a great sounding board to test ideas and concepts, review plan and goals, and present issues and opportunities for discussion. The result is improved strategy, accountability, people, and execution skills. If you are interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn more about our executive peer group.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. Beth Haney is our guest today. Before the break, we said we're going to ask Beth to talk about her business, Lux Aesthetic Center. So, Beth, would you explain your business to our audience, please?
Sure. Well, when you were asking about what differentiates Lux Aesthetic Center from other businesses of its type, it's different because it's actually owned by a clinician instead of a non-medical entrepreneur. Because back, you know, several years ago, the aesthetic industry was booming and lots of people were kind of just running and opening these types of practices. And I would say over 50% of them were not owned by clinicians. So that's one thing that differentiates us from the rest of the market. And then also my staff, as well as myself, we've all had extensive training and experience with lasers and doing the treatments like Botox and Dysport and the fillers and other aesthetic treatments. And, you know, I just feel like I've been trained by the best in the business. And so just kind of imparting that training onto my the staff that works with me, it's just it's providing the best treatments and outcomes that's really possible. And we also attend advanced training seminars and even hold them at our facility at least three times a year and sometimes more often. And this kind of this keeps us all up to date on the latest treatments and the best products. And we also, another thing that sets us apart is that we also follow our patients very closely even after their treatments are done. You know, we'll call them the next day or within a week or so just to check on them and make sure that they're happy because, you know, this is a service-oriented business, and so if they aren't completely happy, they don't refer people to you, which we really appreciate referrals. And so, and we like to keep the patients happy. So we just want to make sure, you know, we follow them very closely, and if they have any concerns or issues, then we see them right away, but most of the time, everything is perfect, so that's nice. And I guess, you know, I guess the last thing would be that we only use the FDA-approved medications, like such as Botox and Dysport. You know, we don't experiment or use things that aren't passed just yet. And there's lots of other treatments that are kind of, they promise a lot, but they don't deliver, and we don't use we don't do those treatments up there either. It's just not enough people are happy with certain results, so we don't do those treatments. Mainly, we just stick to things that work, and we all do those treatments ourselves, so we have personal experience with them.
I know that you're a national trainer for a global laser company, and you're also on the speaker bureau for Allergan, which is the maker of Botox and some of the other products that you use in your business. Can you share with us how, giving of your time and doing that extra effort in the industry, how does that benefit your business and kind of the clients that do business with you as well?
I think that benefits the clients because they're getting, you know, the most advanced, you know, up-to-date current treatments. And then, you know, with my training, it just keeps me up-to-date. And so they end up trusting me and the staff, and it's just, you know, it builds credibility, and we have a lot of happy patients that way.
I could see on that, because my experience is, Beth, too, that entrepreneurs who give their time in trade associations or in community activities, or as you're doing, you know, speaking and training and teaching and instructing, you learn so much from having to be the instructor, you know, that when you bring it back, you just have an area of expertise that others don't have just because you have a command for the subject matter, because you have to, because you're a recognized expert nationally on these topics.
Right, and that is so true. I'm starting my second year on faculty at UCI, and boy, did you hit that on the head. It's like, you know, to be teaching these students, you have to go back and kind of refresh yourself so you can bring that extra level of expertise to the classroom. And even in, you know, in my business, it's the same thing.
So I didn't want to pass over that either, because I know there's a time commitment that you must make. I mean, speaking nationally, being on bureaus, working at UCI, this is all in addition to running a successful business and doing all the things that go along with being an entrepreneur here in Southern California. So you're a busy person. Why don't I ask you this, Beth? Tell the audience, of all the things you've learned in business, do you have your guiding principle that you're using to manage both your career and also grow your firm?
Oh, boy. I would say that my guiding principle is, well, first of all, I believe that no one is successful alone. I think that every successful person has a team around them or other people that help them. And so I guess my guiding principle would be to make sure that I'm surrounded by a great team and great people so that I can provide either the customer or the students or whoever with the best experience possible. And for my business, my outside team consists of an attorney, an accountant, and believe it or not, an insurance broker, who have all been very helpful in helping me setting up the business. And then, you know, setting up a medical practice is very complex, and I would recommend to anyone starting any business, really, that to have a highly qualified and experienced team to help you form your business. That's pretty much the external team. But my internal team consists of a very knowledgeable office manager who is excellent at working the details of the practice, running the practice. She has been amazing. She's a key employee for over 3 years now. She's been fantastic. Also, all of the clinicians, the nurses and the nurse practitioners and the estheticians are all very talented and highly educated, and another really important factor is that they really take pride in their work. And I think that's really important too for any successful business. I think that people working there have to have a sense of pride in what they're doing, you know, to be able to do their best. And for us, we want the patient to have a pleasant experience from the minute they walk in the door to the time that they're walking out to their car. So I guess that's the key, is to take pride in your work and really do your best, because it'll show, and then it'll help grow your business. And I think maybe lastly would be, or not lastly, but one of the other principles would be you have to have integrity. I believe that integrity, especially in the aesthetic business or medical business, is extremely important, because the patient puts so much trust in the clinician to do their best and not take advantage of any of their vulnerabilities. And so I think integrity is another one of my guiding principles.
I'm glad to hear you end with that, because I do think that some professions suffer a little bit more from a trust issue, or you have to really be careful not to break that trust. And I would think the medical profession, especially in this day and age, is one where the patient really needs to feel you have their best interest at heart and you're looking out for them more than the business behind the service that you provide.
Definitely. Definitely.
I'm glad to hear, too, that you talk about the team. You know, we put on an executive conference a week ago today. And part of the message that came from the panelists that we had, and we had a lawyer and a CPA and a banker who were talking about finding sources of capital for business. And the point all three of them made is how important it is to take advantage of and leverage your professional network, your service providers, your trusted advisors, and bring them into the business as, you know, as partners to help you move your business forward. And to hear you say that, I thought, wow, you really, while you weren't at the executive conference, you sort of got the message as a business practice, which is great to hear.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. I believe the team is most important.
We're going to take our second break. And when we come back, Beth Haney is going to share and discuss the thought process that she went through over the past few years that have led her to the decision to keep her business and grow it. I'm sure many of you in our listening audience who are entrepreneurs and business owners have gone through a cycle in your business where you've thought about other things as a career path or a change in direction. And I think it'd be instructional, Beth, if you could share with our audience kind of how you move through and evolve through that decision and discussion. So we're going to come back, and Beth's going to share that life experience with us. But first, here's a word from a sponsor.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
There's something happening out there today. All across America, we're seeing encouraging signs of economic recovery. Businesses are once again thinking about new growth, and new opportunities are emerging. But it raises the question, is your company positioned to take full advantage of the economic recovery and the opportunities it presents? Maybe it's time to ask, how has the recession impacted your business model? Is your business as relevant as it once was? Should you consider entering new markets or expanding into new categories? And what do customers really value about their relationship with you? The golden thread through all these questions and the answer to each and every one of them can be found in just one place. Your brand. It's much deeper than your logo and much bigger than your advertising. Your brand is the enabler of your entire business strategy. Rikus Baird is a brand strategy firm that can help. They specialize in business branding. They've helped hundreds of companies from startups to Fortune 500 leverage their brands to drive growth. They can do the same for yours. It's really quite simple. Find out more, just visit brandingbusiness.com. That's www.brandingbusiness.com. And plant the seed for economic growth.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. My guest today is Beth Haney, who is CEO, nurse practitioner, owner of Lux Aesthetic Center. And before the break, I said we were going to ask Beth to take us through her thought process that led her to the decision to keep her business and to grow it. Beth, could you take us through that process, please?
Sure. It's kind of funny because now that I've decided to keep it, I am back in with both feet with promotions and everything. But during the difficult, to say the least, economic climate of 2008 and even until last year, Lux didn't have the growth that was projected when we first opened in 2006. I mean, some of our patients lost their homes, their jobs, or they had to move out of the area. So the aesthetic business, you know, people spending their money on Botox and getting their lips augmented or facials and things, that money, they tended to save it instead of spend it on those types of things. They were paying rent or trying to make their house payment. And so the business took a downward turn for about 2 years. And although many people could still afford it, because we're in Yorba Linda, and that's a really nice area of California. I absolutely love it here. You know, many people could still afford those services, but they probably waited longer between appointments or they had fewer treatments done because everyone was in kind of a panic. And but Lux weathered the storm, even though other similar practices went out of business. And I think we were successful because of our positive customer experience, our referral base, the care that was given to our clients. And so I thought, well, you know, it's so tough, and I was hired at UCI as a clinical assistant professor, and I also had a job, or still have a job, as a primary care provider at the Fullerton College Health Center, and then I'm also president-elect of our state nurse practitioner association, which is the California Association for Nurse Practitioners. So doing all that and running the business was proving to be quite a challenge. And so I thought, well, I'm going to get the numbers up and build the practice a little bit and then sell. And so I thought, you know, that would, selling the business would be the best thing to free up some time so I could do this other, these other things. And then as the economy made another upturn and things started looking a little bit better, I realized that, you know, since it was profitable and since I was the owner and I could take a day off here or there, it allowed me to do these other things that I enjoyed and were committed to. And so I figured I should reconsider selling. So I used my, or I asked my current staff if they'd be able to maybe work a few more hours or another day or two, and they were all very accommodating. And so this allows me to be there a little bit less, and it's working out beautifully. And this also helps me to do, like outside promotions and help grow the business that way, and doing more, say, charity events with the, to help out the community as well. So it's been working out really well.
I don't know how you do all the things you just answered in that question that you do, Beth. Any combination of two or three of those would be, I think, enough for most people in our listening audience. Your week must be amazing to see your activity level.
It's pretty busy, but I try and squeeze in a nap here and there, that's for sure.
I would think, and also be at Fullerton College as a primary care provider. Did I hear you say that?
Yes, yes. It's at the Student Health Center. I'm a nurse practitioner there, and so it's basically like a little mini urgent care. People, you know, they fell off their skateboard on campus or something like that, so I would, you know, suture up their knee or, excuse me, or if they were due for their annual physical or their well women's exam or, you know, if they have bronchitis, that type of thing, they come into the health center and then I see them. So it's really fun. It's very rewarding.
Yeah, it sort of keeps you back in the game a bit of knowing what it is to actually do the work as well, which I think is a real interesting aspect of your kind of multi-careers that you have going there.
Exactly, exactly.
And the other lesson, I love these teachable moments, and you've given us many through the show, Beth, but the most recent one that I wanted to kind of circle back on and just maybe have you just take us through it again, which is when you made the decision to keep the business and to grow it, now you're back in it with both feet, but you sat with your staff and you were able to create a workable model that gives you more time to do these other things and maybe takes you out of some of the work that you didn't enjoy in the business to begin with. And the staff saw this as an opportunity for them maybe to pick up more hours or to pitch in to keep the business, you know, growing and moving and keeping you as the owner. I just think that's a fantastic thing to be able to sit down candidly with your employees and have them help you solve the challenges and create a better opportunity for everybody in the business. So just take us back to that conversation, if there was a single moment when you had that, or just how did you approach that with your staff?
I don't know that it was a formal sit-down. It wasn't like a meeting with all of the staff at once. It was kind of just talking with them individually and, of course, running everything through my manager. Because her name is Nikki Ulrich, and she's in contact with everyone a little bit more than I am, really. I mean, I talk with them, but like, for instance, Amy, my nurse, the nurse that works with me, she's working on opposite days as me. So Nikki has more of an opportunity to be chatting with her. So Nikki and I basically sit down and talk about options that we have or we'll set up a plan of what needs to happen. Yeah, and then just on top of that, I mean, I have such a strong staff that my office manager, she just graduated with her bachelor's in business, and she is studying right now to take the GMAT to go for her master's in business, and so that's going to be even more helpful for me because her classes are going to be at night, so that's perfect. I really, all the staff has been there for years. We've all been a team for years, and so they're very approachable, and yeah, they were willing to pick up more hours and help out, so it's been wonderful.
Nikki graduated from Cal State Fullerton with her bachelor's in business. So you found a person who is a key manager in your business, and yet it seems to me she's younger, let's say it that way. And so my sense is you found a very key strategic employee, and while she has a lot of years of experience in with management, et cetera, and being in the med spa business, it's not someone who has been maybe who has more experience outside the business. I mean, it sounds like you really have worked closely with a person who you're grooming in many ways and giving this mentoring opportunity. Is that a fair assessment of your situation?
Yes, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, and so I guess that's another teachable moment for the. For the entrepreneurs in the listening audience is to, you know, look in your staff and be surprised how people will rise to the occasion, and if you give them the opportunity to understand the whole situation and then help you as the business leader solve it. One final question on this conversation, and then we can move on to the next question I have planned for you, Beth. But it's interesting because we talk in our peer groups with our clients and with our coaching clients when we're working with them that one of the opportunities that the recession and tough economic times of the past 3 or 4 years now has presented to them in their industry is that maybe some of the competition that used to be there in 2005, 2006, or 7 are no longer there in 2011 or 2012, which may make it a little bit easier to grow the business if demand comes back because there's somewhat less choices out there. It sounds like in your industry, there have been a number of other companies, places that they could have gone for services that maybe have, you know, decided to exit the business and are no longer competing with you.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's very tough. And the inventory, you know, keeping the supplies in, the products are extremely expensive. So that's hard. That's hard to be able to offer the services and the treatments and the products and, you know, keep that expensive inventory when if you don't have the customers coming in, you know, you're not paying for that inventory. So it's very, very stressful, it could be. And so some of the places just, I guess, didn't make it.
Interesting to understand the business behind the business. That's why I love being the host of Critical Mass, the radio show, because I get to learn about just the superficial little bit, but an insight into some of the challenges and concerns of the business. I would not have thought about it that way, Beth, but as you were explaining that, I can see how it has a shelf life, and Botox, et cetera, are not inexpensive inventory to have on your shelf, and you've got to be turning it.
Right. Well, just for instance, the Botox, we spend anywhere from $11,000 to $19,000 a month just to have, you know, to keep it current. And that's just one product.
Yeah, that's a nice check to have to write every month. You know, we're going to take our final commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Beth Haney, who is the CEO with and owner of Lux Aesthetic Center, to share with us a current challenge facing the business and the ideas and thoughts and actions that she's either begun to implement or will be implementing to mitigate that challenge so it doesn't affect her firm. But first, here's a word from a sponsor.
If you are a Southern California business owner or executive, this message is for you. For over 17 years, Doug Gefella has been coaching executives, helping them create and improve the effectiveness of teams and individual team members. What makes Doug's approach unique and successful is his fundamental approach. Doug looks at the coaching from the perspective of the client, not the coach. Doug has helped hundreds of companies and led over 1,000 planning meetings that have changed lives and the course of many successful firms throughout Southern California. If you're interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn about our executive coaching and team development. Critical Mass for Business is a professional executive coaching and team development company and is the fastest growing business advisory firm in Orange County.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. Okay, Beth, share with us a current challenge facing the business and what you're doing about it.
That is kind of a tough question. I think for us, the current challenge would be just to maintain our reputation and grow our reputation as one of the best aesthetic offices in Orange County. The economy is still tough and unpredictable, but I think people continue to want to go to a place that they can count on for services that are important to them, whether it's to feel better about their skin or just to generally feel better. I think that when people feel their best, it reflects on their job performance and maybe life in general. And I don't know, I think that being said, the customer really of any business wants the same quality, the same result, same outcome, the same product as before, but wants it for a less expensive price. You know, the challenge is to keep the customer happy and still be able to pay the bills of the business, like I was saying, the inventory, the wages, the insurance, you know, everything that goes along with it. So to help with that type of a challenge, we've started working very closely with our vendors who supply us with our products, and we work together to come up with effective marketing strategies, and that helps create more business for both of us. And, you know, I mean, if we're busy selling their products and treitments, then they stay then we're both profitable. But, you know, one thing that's nice about working with national companies like Allergan, who manufactures Botox, or Medicis, who manufactures Restylane, those companies advertise nationally, and so when you open up a People magazine or some of the other popular magazines, they'll have ads there for their product, which you can only get their product in places like ours. So that kind of helps, too. But definitely a challenge is just to maintain our good reputation and try and offer these expensive services at a good price that the customer really appreciates.
It is almost a universal truth, in my opinion, that regardless of the industry, guests on Critical Mass, the radio show, have said how this recession has really focused their clients on value, and that they have really been challenged to demonstrate how for the same amount of money pre-recession, or even for somewhat less money at times, you know, than they were charging in 2004, 5, or 6, the clients are really focused on what value am I getting for the money that I'm paying. And in many ways, though, in the long run, it seems to have created a new appreciation for what it means to deliver value. And in many ways, it's been healthy for the entrepreneurs to be put through that. But it also, on the same hand, has been very challenging to manage the margins in the business to remain profitable while you're still delivering this value proposition that clients are expecting in today's economy.
That is very, very true.
Okay. Final question for you here. Well, actually, I have two. The last one's easy. I'm just going to ask you if it's a website and your social network information. But before we get there, let me just ask you, Beth, is there anything else about you or the firm that we've not talked about today that you would like to say to our audience?
I think, you know, I think part of that would be working with the community, whatever community you're in. And, you know, so we partner with charities and we have certain events, and it helps the charity, it helps us, it helps, you know, the community basically. And I think that working with the community for promotions and, you know, things like that, I think that that's good for the health of the business. And then, you know, another thing is just starting and maintaining any business is a daunting task. So I think that a great team is very important. I know I'm going back to that, but it really is. And I work really hard at creating a work environment that's not based on, like, the boss and then the employees, but rather on a mutual goal of working at a place where people are proud to work there, they enjoy their jobs, you know, and they feel productive, that all of us feel productive. And I think, you know, as the leader of a team, I understand that everyone, you know, including employees, everyone needs a clear vision of what the future goals are for the business, and they need a plan. You know, we all need a plan to get there, and I think having a plan in place is important if you want to be successful. You know, another thing is I believe that everyone has good ideas, you know, maybe if not all the time, they do at one time or another, and so I like listening to everyone and asking them to share their ideas. I think that that's instrumental in creating a mutually satisfying work experience and helping to involve everyone so that they feel like they're part of the team or part of the business.
A couple meetings ago in our peer groups, Doug presented research that was done that showed when a company has engaged employees, the performance of those companies versus competitors who didn't have engaged employees, and we don't have time to get into how the metrics are developed and what engaged employee is, but let me just say, circle back around, it sounds like to me that your management and leadership philosophy generates an engaged workforce, and I think that creates, at the end, one of the key lessons is it creates a differentiated customer experience, which is in large part why a lot of the hard financial metrics are superior for companies that have engaged employees. And I certainly get a sense from our conversation today that's your management style at your company, Beth.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome. How does someone find out more about Lux, and how do they find you online? And if you have a social network outlet, how do they find you on social networks?
We're all over the place. Our website is www.luxmedspa.net. We have a Facebook page. We are on LinkedIn. I'm actually on LinkedIn under Beth Haney. And we have several YouTube videos that demonstrate how treatments are done. You know, actually watching patients get treatments, and that you just go to YouTube and then type in Lux Med Spa. And I think that's about it.
Well, I want to say I've enjoyed the time that I've had with you here on Critical Mass, the radio program today. And, you know, thanks for preparing and being prepared to have this conversation. Thanks for being a friend of the radio program. And welcome to the Critical Mass business community.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You know, we try hard here on Critical Mass, the radio show, to develop shows that have a high quotient for education. And I really believe today we had the opportunity with Beth to talk about that. So until the next chance we have an opportunity to get together again, this is Rick Franzi, host of Critical Mass, the radio show, saying I hope all your decisions move your business in a positive direction.
You've been listening to Critical Mass, the radio show, only on OCTalkRadio.net.